Zero, Oh, Tedo Please be listened to precious holy Buddha Dharma within the motivation called the Bodhisattva. That is, however, I have to attain the supreme, perfect and complete enlightenment for the benefits of all dear mother sentient beings as well as space.
As I taught in Tibetan, when once upon a time, when the Guru Adisha was doing the circumambulating in Bodh Gaya in India, and he thought that what is main important cause to attain the supreme enlightenment? At that time, then the small statues of the Buddha Gaya asked to the elder statue, what is the best method to attain the supreme enlightenment, quick method to attain the supreme enlightenment? Then the elder statue replied that, oh, the bodhicitta, altruistic intention, that is very important. From that, we additionally understand that in order to attain the supreme enlightenment, the bodhicitta is very important. Therefore, we all want to attain the supreme enlightenment, the highest enlightenment, which is attained by the Shakyamuni Buddha and the other Buddhas. We also have to attain that highest enlightenment. So, when we watch and observe that what is main method and due to that enlightenment, then the main method and goal to attain that enlightenment is the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. Because of that, the great scholar Ramachandrapa refers to the Indian qualified master Shantideva's texts, and the other scholars he refers to them that the bodhicitta is main goal. If I want attain the supreme enlightenment. Then the sons of any choice upon the Adishirani, then the Kemba in the Shanju Sendi Dambadi Sula to see in the Sambala, Shanju Sendi, Shanju Sendi Gula Jeva Sheva Dambadi, and Lama Selim Bashi Tabala, and Yoba. Ken, the Kenny, choice upon the Adishagi, and Yavani, and it Selim Shola, a good. Selling like any Lama selling by Shuji Tabatini, and Lama selling by Shuji Tabatini, and a Shanju Sengi, and a Dambati Dambashuba Shindu, and a Dambatala Yamsulani, and shōji pandya shi gyūraya, shen yu risen, tu la chūmba yinpari. So after the great scholar who composed the name for the path to enlightenment or the Chenju Lamjun in Tibetan, the Guru Atisha observed and searched, discovered that who has the great instructions of the Bodhisattva. Then the great instructions of the Bodhisattva, who has it? In Indonesia, there was master, Lama called the Lama Selimpa, or the Selimpa Chukitapa, or the Selimpa Dharmakirti, who has instructions of the Bodhisattva. Therefore, the great master, Guru Atisha, left India and he went to Indonesia to receive the instructions of the Bodhisattva, or altruistic intention. He went there in Indonesia, and in Indonesia, year after year, the Guru Atisha, relying upon the Selimpa Chukitapa or Dharmakirti, and he received the instructions from the Selimpa Chukitapa or Dharmakirti. The instructions of in order to generate the Bodhicitta, what we call the seven cause and effects instructions, or in Tibetan we call the Gyunde Mengadun's Gyunde Mengadun instructions he received. Those Gyunde Mengadun's are the what we call the Marshi Tintin, Tinsu, Yuongi Chamba, Ninji, Hlasam, Zhejegi Chanju Visam, Heijelaya, and Chanjuvi, Chema Mahimbe, Chanjuvi Sen, Tacheba, Gunde Nanga Dunlaya, Lojang, Lojangne, Chanjuvi Sen, Tula, Tumare, Telasunza, Shoji Pandia Disha, and she Tusim Hajangi Sambo, and Shenlaya, Shen Tusim Sambo, Sem Sambo, Shen Yavalaya, and she Tu Nebo, Yangi Yandu, and Pella, and she Kerangi Gulaya, Sem Sambo, Shonves, and Yangi Yandu, Pandi Nanguisari. Those methods in order to generate the bodhicitta, the causes and instructions, what we call the recognitions, all sentient beings as the mother, remember their kindness, try to repay the kindness of those dear mothers, and loving kindness, the great compassion or the Mahakaruna, and after that the very responsibility thought for liberate those mother sentient beings, and then the artificial bodhicitta, after that the genuine bodhicitta or the real bodhicitta can arise. So those are what we call the host and effects instructions in order to attain, generate the bodhicitta. Therefore, whenever those great scholars in the past, when they teach the Mahayana teachings, and then they let us remember, then there's also Lama Kongpa Namji, Sungji, Chi Shibhe, Nekwa Suya, Tengde Sungwa Horwa, and Chi Tengpa Chimbi, Chi Yimba Samji, Shogun Mahari, Kansa Tengpa Chimbo, Tsu Pachi, Gohuri. Kansa Tengpa Chimbo, Tsu Maji Seyedi, Kansa Rangi Gyugyulaya, Chenju Gisem, Yemela, Rao Lebari. Kansa Rangi Gyugyulaya, Chenju Gisem, Yonani, and Kansa Rangi, Chenju Gisemba, Tejemba. Kansa Rangi Gyugyulaya, Chenju Gisem, Meba Yina, Lomba Ni Dobe, Tawala Sobe, Yundin, Chi Kante Chi Yenaya, Tejembe Telaya, Tsugi Yomari, Tejembe Tela Maji Bata. And Ti, Rani ki cheba di na, teba chimbi cheba songguwa maru. Tanda songza, ane teba chimbi sen, kansa teba chimbo chiba cheba la, chanju wisen keye di, ane ju keye chimbo yinbarwa. Therefore, when we listen the Dharma from the great master, and the Dharma such like the Mahayana teachings, the great vehicle teachings, when we listen that great vehicle teachings, and the person who is a Mahayanist person or not Mahayanist person, what can judge that? What can decide that? Then it depends on the Bodhisattva. Therefore, those masters said that it is not enough that the teaching is the Mahayana teachings. The person should be Mahayana person. Person should be a very kindful person. Person should be have a bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions, even not just try to generate them. So, therefore, this bodhicitta or altruistic intentions judge that the person who is the Mahayana or not Mahayana, person who has a bodhicitta, that person is a Mahayanist person, person who is lacking of the bodhicitta, then whatever knowledge he and she has, she is not bodhisattva. Therefore, it's very important to generate that this bodhicitta. In the other hand, whatever knowledge like the someone who relies direct the emptiness or the shunyata, if he is lacking of the bodhicitta, then person is not the Mahayanist person. If he is lacking of bodhicitta, whatever he practices the generosity, whatever he practices the morality, whatever he practices the patience, all of those practice is not the Mahayana practice. Therefore, it's very important to be have a bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. As I mentioned last week, that even the person giving a little portion of the food to the other sentient beings with the bodhicitta, that action goes to the Mahayana action, the great vehicle action. And the person who gave a large quantity of foods to the other sentient beings without or lacking the thought of bodhicitta, and that cannot be a practice of Mahayana practice, and he cannot collect very huge merits. Therefore, if we want to make a very huge merits, if we want to purify our negativities, then it depends on the bodhicitta also. Therefore, Tendasong the Lama Kumbang Namji, Shanju Risem, Sinyadi, Shanju Risem, Rimbuchin, Yi, and Yong Haranzu Rigi, Chik Dibayan Korangi Jangri, and Shanju Risem Rimbuchin Digi, and Haranzu Tho Sawane, Shanju Risem Rimbuchin Digi, and Sahung Restani, Shanju Risem Rimbuchin Laya, Tudamji, Tidu, Zingro Hari. Therefore, if you want to purify our negativities, those potentials, the karmic bad actions, we have to generate the bodhicitta, and bodhicitta can be purified all of those negativities. And if we want to make a great amount of merit, then we also need the bodhicitta. Therefore, the senior students, you just reflect your knowledge, what you have listened in the past. You have listened this many times. It says that Shandideva said that Sigvisi number chord of Nizan Ludalani Gavu Sumatar energy Chanju Sem Rimbuchendi and Segugi and Sitabuji Chawori Segugi City Chanju Sendi Pele and she don't need to be Shara Losovatlagi and Pela Rungumara. Therefore, it says that the bodhicitta is like the elixir, the liquid, which can transform or change many metals into the gold, right? The gold is a very precious metal. Even a small gold, people enjoy to wearing on their ear. People enjoy to and proud to wear the golden chain or on their neck. No matter how it's heavy, people think that it's my adornment. I have a jewelry on my neck. People love the gold. Like that example, those the great practitioners, they love the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. Then, around the Julaya, and Chenju Visan Rinpoche, and Yula Kebe, and Tablaya, Zengogora. Therefore, we have tried to practice in order to attain the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. In Lamrim teachings, the great scholars, those talking about the subject of the precious human rebirth, subject of the impermanence, and the subject of the triple refuge and the karma, and then after that, the subject about the middle path. Then the song Therefore, we have to train the subject of the Dharma, what we call, we have to thinking about the precious human rebirth. We have to thinking about the contemplate upon the impermanence, and about the taking refuge, those subjects, and karma. And after karma, we have to purify all of our negative karma. We have to free from those lower states, or the lower realms. Therefore, we have to purify those all of negativities, what we have done in the past. And then train upon those four noble truths, the triple links of interdependent arisings, all of those in order to generate bodhicitta and the Mahayana teachings. Those are the preparations. Therefore, in Lamrim, it says the common path of the middle initial scope, the common path of the middling scopes, and then try to practice the seven instructions, course, and efforts in order to generate the bodhicitta. And if you interest in all the way to generate the bodhicitta, then practice those, follow those methods which are advised by the Shantidevas, changing the self and the others, cherishing more other than the self. From this method, we can also generate the bodhicitta. Therefore, we should not think that, bodhicitta is in the ancient time. Bodhicitta at the ancient time. Nowadays, we cannot generate it. We cannot think like that. Bodhicitta at the ancient time. Bodhicitta is those holy practitioners. We cannot generate that. We should not think that. If we can practice it again and again, it becomes more and more familiar to us. Nyang kazi ngaji tumla di bachi mi dushin dobe dung sha gi mesela ni ji dob shen la po mi de shen ni den ba den be chwa wa ze sum ba ter san je chim ne de nam ji ma ran zu dik ba di san je ji chi du lo chi ba na shin chi ye yo ba ri ma ran zu dik ba di ma ran zu sha gu gu yo ri ma ran zu dik ba san je ji sha yo ma ro. Therefore, as last teachings that Buddhas cannot cleanse and purify our negative karma. They cannot cleanse our negative karma like how we wash our cloth. When we wash our cloth, then in India we difficult to wash our cloth. We have to go some river, some place to wash it. We buy some soaps, and then from our hand we cleanse our cloth. And here, America is a different. True, it's easy to clean the cloth. Just when you have many clothes, and then just put in the washing machine. True, washing machine in the street. Those common persons don't have in the house. And some person we have the washing machine in the house. Then when you have dirt in your clothes, then you can just put the clothes, dirty clothes, in your washing machines. And put some soaps and just turn on our machine. And then it will spin again and again, again and again. And then after half an hour, after 45 minutes, then when you take it, it's clean. True. Then you dry up You not need this, depends on the sun. In the ancient time, if there is no sun, then we have difficulty. In this time, you just use the electricity, you just put inside the dry place, and then it will dry up. Then you can go wherever you want to go. If you want to go to the party, you can go to the party. If you want to go to the meeting, you can go to the meeting with a very gentleman cloth, to a very clean cloth. This is just more than me. I told you the person here, the person they met this engine too. So in this example, we cannot cleanse our negative, which is our negative karma. And we might thought that how we cleanse our negative karma. Those Shakyamuni Buddha and then other great masters, they will cleanse our negativities or the bad karma, negative karma. Which we have accumulated in the past, which we have accumulated from our speech, which we have accumulated from met from our bodily action and then thought. So those negative karma, how we can purify those? Then in the conclusion of the Lam Rim teaching in the initial scopes, and the great scholars in Kirpa, teach us how to purify our negative actions. And then he told us there are methods to purify our negative actions. We have to rely upon the taking refuge and the bodhicitta. The power of that one is the one power. And the other power, the power of the regret or repulsion, whatever we have met the negative actions in the past, we have to regret it. We should regret it. Therefore, if we don't regret, if we don't cleanse those negative karma, then we have to experience such a difficult experience, sufferings. Therefore, for this reason, we have to purify our negative actions. Then as long as we don't say, "Digba sha kuwari, digba masha wai na," any, "Digba jibudi," nami, "Dumya jide wai nza," "Digba sha kuwari." Then as long as we gombo lude dia, "Media wale, dumya gu, teshin gendo tamje tons." So, what I'm saying. Nagarjuna said that if you don't purify the negative actions, the result of the negative action is a suffering. Therefore, we human beings, we don't want suffering. Even in the dream, we don't want a bad dream. We all need the happiness, we don't need the suffering. Therefore, we have to purify those negative actions with a process and method. We have to regret whatever we have done, the negative actions. And then we have applied the antidote of negative actions, such the great antidote like the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. And if someone who listens many about the emptiness or the shunyata, then you might have to contemplate upon the emptiness or the shunyata, which depends on the many reasons to understand, which is the very profound knowledge of the Buddhism. The most profound knowledge of the Buddhism is the emptiness, shunyata. Therefore, it's not easy to understand. It depends on many, many reasons, many examples. Examples in the moon in the lake, examples of some other through reasons, we have to understand what is the emptiness upon the self and what is the emptiness upon the phenomena. Because why the emptiness is important? In order to liberate from samsara, in order to liberate from the cyclical existence. So emptiness is also the wisdom of realizing emptiness is one antidote of those negative actions. And also, we can, if a person difficult to thinking about emptiness, 양 강사 하시 양지 장주 비선도 공이 오바 나와서 다 카고리 삼바이는 양 세제지 대바로우드네 장로 라면 생활로우드네 장 만에도 미제마로우드네 장네 야 디 인지 세제 디베기 냠보 도쇼고요라 냠보 도고레 데나송자 디바샤베 탑임바레 So that some person might thought that oh Bodhicitta is a very a difficult subject a very vast subject very difficult to generate it and shunyata also very difficult emptiness also if some students might thought that shunyata also very emptiness then no matter you can recite the some mantra mantra of the Avalokiteshvara or the mantra of your gurus reciting those mantra because you want we want to purify our negative actions and those mantra also can be the antidotes of those negative actions once you relying upon the taking refuge and bodhicitta regret from your death heart and after that and apply the antidotes and then not to do it again not to do it again in front of the person not to do it again when we are the individual person where when we are the alone to We are very, some, in Lamas says that we are very intelligent and skillful to do the negative action. We do the negative action sometimes in the public, and sometimes we think that in the public it should not do, and when we are alone, then we do the negative actions. So, however, if we do the negative action, there will be a suffering. So we don't want a suffering. Because of that reason, we have to purify those negative actions. And the example of that, someone who used the poisons. If someone eat the poisons, then it can hurt our stomach. It can hurt our liver. It can damage our lung. It can damage our heart. So therefore, the poison. It's not good in example. So when we go to the consultation and doctor so on, then doctor asks about our illness and so on. And then they will give the prescriptions. We will taking the medicine properly. And as we take the medicine properly, then we can free from our illness. So like that example, where if we want to purify our negative actions in the past, then we can purify negative actions. Once we purify negative actions, then this once gives the example of in the sky, when there is a cloud, we cannot see the moon, and when cloud disappear, it vanishes, then we can see the wonderful autumn moon in the sky. Like that example, when we don't purify our negative actions, we have our guilty. That, oh, I have done such and such negative actions in the public. We are not glorious. And once we cleanse our negative actions, then we can pride ourselves. So we seem more more glorious than the other. No matter however we have done the negative actions, we can purify it. In the past, if we listen about the biography of the Angulamala who kills the many persons, who always run up to kill the persons. Once he met the great master and he purified all of his negative actions. After he became a wonderful person like that. We can be like that. Therefore, we have important to purify our negative actions. And regarding of the here about the subject, the guru who has 10 quality, the quality of the two higher trainings, etc. He is one who has 10 qualities of the guru. That guru is the best teacher. For example, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa, the great scholar, the great discipliner, the Guru Atisha, those are the best guru and the middle guru, and then after that, some guru who has only the five qualities of the gurus, that's the second guru, who has those qualities, who has the three higher trainings, and who has understanding of the emptiness, and who has the loving kindness thoughts to the student. Those are the second. And then third, at least, guru should has a few knowledge from those qualities of the guru. So in this way, we say that the best guru and so on, middle guru and then the third. But I cannot judge those are the good guru or the best good and better and good. I cannot judge. Because sometimes we don't know we are the deluded person. We don't understand our mistake. We don't understand our fault. Sometimes from our side, it appears that mistakes on the guru. So, however, in the teachings, the different gurus such like that. So the guru Atisha is the master of the many students, but among them the best student called the best student or the disciple called the Gamdengewe Jungne. And after that, after that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa guides us what are those qualities of the disciple or the students. Tere sonza chenpo lama chiyo jeba tsongkha pa shenpe di shenye tenze kyuko la ye saje tu tam rwa tedana tenze jewe tedana shenye tenze na tu srwa tenze jewe shenye ni sinye tenze lome sinye tete jita tenbe si shenye tenbe penyo ma tenbe nime tedaki tenzo wa saje tu tam saje tu na ni anje tangpo di ene si jewe shenye ni sinye si inye pa di ene tenze Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa made the few parts of the guru devotions. He said that what are those qualities of the guru, and what are the qualities of the students or the disciple, and how the student and the disciple should rely upon that holy guru or the master, and the benefits of the guru devotions, and this advantage who lost, who don't rely upon the guru, and the conclusion subject of the guru devotion. The great scholar Tsongkhapa is a great scholar. Then so that, Shenpo lama chiyo jeba tsongkha pa shenpo, kyeba shenpo ro, kyeba shenpo yinzo, tenda sajye tenzi la ya, hachangi, ani sajye chi khotibu da, chi khensangwa, tenda yukwani sajye tenzi ro. Therefore, he met these paths, subject about the guru devotions. Not only the scholar, he also the great discipliner, he also the very kind-hearted master. In one text, it said that the Shikyapale suwa, Nipatinche lomane Shikyapale, Sune lomden tenyewe, Nyenpo nyeche chawashi. Mabu nyende namshendu, Mekyu nyenpa polami, She che sumda, Denpa, Nyenpe, Nyedu rungwa, Tesum sangla, She mawa pe, Yende nam, Yende du nangye, Gendu nangwa mingyuru lang, Tewe mase, Nyenpa pe, Yende namdiya, Kansa de la, Yende du nangye, Gendu minawa sungde, Nyeke sinye teda, Masangla, She mawa, She, Therefore, the students need those qualities. It says that the qualities of the true thought, not partial thought, the quality of the intelligent, and quality of the interest upon the knowledge. The true thought, the intelligent thought, then interest on the knowledge. So those are the qualities of the disciple. So therefore, if we want to be a good disciple, then we need those qualities. The great scholar Tsongkhapa said that if students who don't have those qualities, who might have thought that my interest is more interest than the master's interest and understanding, and my choice is more important than what master said, then it drives towards the wrong directions, and even the master who is a very qualified master, and if the student side, if students search the mistake on it, master, then they can find the mistake, and very difficult to find a good guru from the mistakes of the students. Well, so the number one, what we call the true thought, that's the not the partial thought. If we have the partial thought, then it covers the knowledge of the guru. We cannot see the quality of the guru. And because of that, we should not be a partial thought. Chogdung meba te te yun na te yun na yun den ki yun den mi tong ve lepo she pe ten mi nye te uma nyingbo le shosu tong ve sem tong ve shiwa na me to me ju she sung ba ta rosu. Chogdung ne rangi lu la cha pa ta shingi shi lu la she dang wa wu. So we should not attach on ourselves the tradition and so on. We have to see what benefits on that tradition and so on. If there is benefits and then quality, then we have adopt it. So like that example, sometimes in our daily life, what we call the self-cherishing. Rangqingqing, 等到送葬，等到为，那你去求东西三八的，不是过过事。 Therefore, from our self-cherishing and the self-choosing, even there are no knowledge to other person, sometimes we cover it by our self-cherishing upon self. Therefore, when we watch the guru, we have to seize the qualities of the gurus and analyze upon them. Not only the just follow, we have also checking on it, analyze. We need the analyze. So with this, we need the understanding, intelligent mind, which is the negative action, which is the positive actions, which is the mistake, which is the right. We have to understanding, which analyze upon the knowledge. And then from that, we can bring the essence of knowledge. For example, when we're thinking upon the subject about the negative karma and positive karma, then we have to analyze upon it. What are those negative karma, negative actions? What are those the positive actions and the negative actions? And we have to adopt those positive actions, we have to abandon those negative actions. Like that, we have to analyze upon the subject, the knowledge which is given by the guru. Sometimes guru might say that the wrong things to you. If the guru said the wrong things and wrong actions and so on, then you have to use your intelligent mind and analyze it fits it to you or not. Then you will analyze upon it and adopt those good qualities and the knowledge. If there are benefits, you will take it. If no benefits, you don't take it. You have to analyze like a very intelligent student. For example, in the past time, there was one master. Master always taught the Dharma to the students. Then the son said, "Yang, you must be Roma Mangbo, 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 Roma Mangb In the past, there are many students listening to the Dharma or the teachings. The master gives the teachings to them. And once occasion, master said that I need something. So the students said, ask you, master, what do you want? I need the special things. And students said that, how we can bring it to you? And he said that, you go to the house, and if there is no people, pick up. If there's no one in the house or somewhere, then pick up that things and then bring it to me. And all the students surprised and watched to the masters. What? Go there and bring that. If no one is there, bring those things to me, offering to me. And the almost student watched to the master, and then they say, after at the end of the teaching, they say, okay, yes, we will do it, master. If you like, we will do it. We will take those. And those the students left from the class, and there's one student who don't left and watch to the master. And the master asked him, don't you like me? Don't you respect to me what I told you, what I told the student? All the students, they go outside to searching things for me. Why don't you? Then the student said that, oh, master, before you advise many things to me that we should not bring the things from no one there, or we should not do a thief. I don't like to be a thief. So I cannot do it, master. And the master watched to that student. The master said, oh, you are the only student who understand my knowledge. So no one understands my knowledge, but advised many times in the past, you should not do this, you should not speak the negative speech, you should not steal the things from the others, they don't understand, therefore they run away outside. You are the only students who understand my knowledge. Then the teacher appreciated very much. So like that example, when we listen the Dharma from our master, we listen many Dharma from our master, and when the field of the practice, then it's very difficult. Sometimes we do the wrong things. That's not right. So if the student be a real student, then we have to follow the advice of those masters. When the Ganden Shaji abode, Karambujan Shaji Shodan La was here, we listened together, he advised to us at the end that do you apply what I advise to you. And also in the next time, our new spiritual master, the Geshe Prince Gyantsen La, will come, and then the ex-abode of Ganden Shaji, the Achok Rinpoche, will come, and they will advise. We will enjoy to listen to him and try. We have to practice those step after step. Therefore, in the subject of the Guru devotions, in the subject of the Guru, then the song is Shenyan Nyeba Shenyan Zamali Shang Singh Nyeba Shenyan 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 Shang Singh Nyeba Shenyan and Shenyan Nyeba Shenyan. Then give Shenyan Mujan Laya Shenyan Shabo than a Shunyua, Shalada, Shizida, and Nasa than a Tuni, Yan Shenyan Nyeba Shenyan. Yan Shenyan two drawers here, Tabla Yan Yan, she gave Shenyan, she questioned the Duni, she Shenyan Nyeba Shenyan. Some of you and so in it, question to be warning, Shinny never child, yes, I therefore, from the student side, how we be delight our master, how we make enjoy our master. So there are some three. One, what we call the offering to, we enjoy to offering the food, clothes, and some other things to the master in order to delight him. That's one, what we call the material offering. And the other, how we delight our guru and masters, then we call that how we delight our master and guru in the other way, that we have to serve. We have to serve the guru, right? We have to serve, wash the guru's clothes, and cleanse the guru or master's house, and so on. That's the one, how delight our master with the physical service. And then the number third, how we can delight our master, how we can enjoy our master. Then what we call do the practice what the guru advised to. In the teaching, it says, Pembelendo, Shepa Shabani, Gove Sixin, Namzu Lembai, Sumbatar, and she, Rapshun, and Jerichin, and Kat Tubedi, Kachin Bujimbarawa. Therefore, in the One Guardian teachings, it says, if you want to reply what Guru's help to you, if you want to really delight, then the reply and answer is that apply what Guru advised to you. Be advised, Guru apply to you in the also the what we called in the past time the also once in Tibetan we said that the no something you do a dollar me pala me kaji dube jeus slani ki milagaba sumanashi dele yimbari yeah, therefore, the in the student, the one student, the great meditator, what you call the Milarepa, who is meditate in the cave. Milarepa said that I have nothing material offerings to my guru. My offering to guru is my dharma practice. So we should be also like that. If you have offering, you can offer to them, it's okay. If you don't, some poor person, if you don't have the offering, then the best offering is the practice, the dharma practice. I don't stop those offering, right? Someone who wish to, from the student side, someone who wish to offering to the master, then you can offer in guru devotion also the offering, service, serve the guru, and then do practice what the guru said to you. So when you're offering to your guru, then you can offering whatever you have best. If you don't have the best, then you can offering order. And also, and serve also, when we serve the guru, when we help the guru, then we have to help from our heart too. When we do some actions, it's with our conjoined with our heart. Like example, like the Dumdun Debe Junne, the Dumdun Debe Junne, who is the great masters. Dumdun Debe Junne, here in the Lamrim teaching of the great scholar Singapore, he exemplified the two students. One student, he picked up the example of one student, that is the Dumdun Debe Junne. He picked up the other student, that is the Tsangpupa. He picked up the two students. One student, Dumdun Debe Junne, one student, Tsangpupa. So Dumdun Debe Junne is the one best student among the Guru Atisha. The Guru Atisha has many students. He's a very great scholar, very kind-hearted masters. There's many students. Among them, the Dumdun Debe Junne is the best student. Once upon he was born in a nomad, Dumdun Debe Junne, and then from that he went to the another master, Lama Dhamme Sensen, and Dumdun Debe Junne served with the Lama Dhamme Sensen about the 20 years. During that, it's very exciting and surprising if we thinking about how we practice about the guru devotion, then we're just nothing. If we compare to the Dumdun Debe Junne, we're just nothing. Tendasonza, Pugu 마쇼가 치료시스라는데 잠발랑이 마쇼치 따기엔스라 마페드 잠발라마 데메신진디 저란단다 로데스 아니 충라셔스 니티에 용서 말이 엔젤에 아니 마 지캄조르마 지마 정메드네 요나 엔 디냠돌라 아니 저란쇼 디마지나 아니 단다 니 저란 치바이나 아니 니 저란 구마제셔스 라기레스 다 제제틀레와 니 저란 치셔스 라기레스 엔 카가말라 아니 젤에 아니 점진제베 중요라니 말라마 데메신진 살아야 아니 쳇마나 마자바라. So in the biography, in the past, there was one child. He was born there, and when he was very young, and then his dead mother took the other stepmother. And then when he took the other stepmother, then he don't like dislike to stay there. Therefore, the child said to the once occasion the Lama Dhamma Sensei come to his place and he requires, please take me to your place to learn the Dharma. Then Master said that, now you are not so thing of a person, so young, I cannot take you. If I take you, then the person might say that, oh, I took you from here. So it's better that you have to think. And after, if you really want to follow me, then you can come to my place at the come. To learn the Dharma, and then he missed the Dharma sensing. They divide one's time, and then after there is some person who went to the place of the Lama Dhamma sensing. At that time, Dhamdin Gyalpo Junior was quite young. Then he traveling with the other partners to the place of the Lama Dhamma sensing, and he studied there many years with his master of the Dharma sensing. Whose master, Lama Dhamma Sensei is the master of the Dhamdin Gyalpo Junior, and the Dhamdin Gyalpo Junior's other master is the final master, the guru is the Guru Atishas. So these are the little biography and about the guru devotion. If you insist upon the guru devotion, enjoy to reading the biography of the students and the master. If you enjoy and interest to the subject of impermanence, what is death? When the death comes, what will happen after the death? Then you will read about the subject of the impermanence. If you want to thinking about what is my body, what is the temporal purpose of this body, where I born the precious human body, what is the temporal purpose, what is the ultimate purpose? Then we have to think, contemplate, open the subject of the precious human rebirth. Precious human rebirth, what is its temporal subject, a purpose, what is its ultimate purpose? Then temporal purpose of the precious human rebirth. The temporal purpose is of the precious human rebirth is not become a very rich person. The temporal purpose of the precious human rebirth is not be have a many, just a friend, many foods in the house, many clothes in the house. No, the purpose of in the spiritualism way, right? In the spiritualism way, in the Dharma way, the temporal purpose of the precious human rebirth is the next good rebirth. Next good rebirth, such as this life's rebirth, and if you can better than this. To practice Dharma. That's the temporal purpose of the precious human rebirth. And the ultimate purpose of the precious human rebirth is to attend the Nirvana, ultimate happiness, not changing happiness, not the pervasive happiness, just ultimate happiness, Nirvana. That's attend all. That statement is the second, the purpose. And the third purpose of the precious human rebirth is that to attend the highest, supreme, complete enlightenment. In order to attend that, those guru advise us at the beginning the Dharma, they make up our motivation. Our motivation should be a very good, very nice. So therefore, once again, I remind, we all together remind, one day, we will not in this world, one day we have left this world, what we will carry next people. And then I remember that 비룸 바세기 강나야 랑시디 뉴즘 켜와미 농인주 서지 겸바데 대지긴 심에 남자인 숨바터 마란스요 니마지 치베 와라야 지리룸 바세기 강바다 그 삼복 하세지 여바다 아니 지 노롱쇼도 초니도 관제주네 엔지야 템바메바 지 많이 사지 템바디 지긴 심에 남자샤고 지긴 심말로 템바샤고로 Tendasunza, Yang Yandu, Kabu Jevele, Tuvela, Jesimbuin Bari. Therefore, the Kunda master of Kuntampa said that even the place, whole of mountain where you live, whole of mountain is a gold mountain. Where you touch all the gold, those are gold place. Those gold we cannot carry even a little portion. Little amount of the gold we cannot carry when the death comes. What can we carry after the death? The Kunda master, Kuntampa master advised, even we cannot carry those. But you have recited a single mantra of Om Mani Padme Hum. That can carry for the next rebirth. Even many gold we cannot carry. Even a very good friends. The friend of doctor, the friend of the lawyer, the friend of the engineer, the friend of the whatever we have friends, such as Dharma friend and so on. So when the death comes, nothing can left, nothing can carry with us, only the Dharma. And the money, whatever, etc. in this world, whatever materials in this world, we have to let all of those. Therefore, what we can carry, what we recited, the negative karma, what we have done, the good heart for the other, what we have accumulated, the actions from our good heart, those we can carry for the next rebirth. So it's very happy and enjoy to inspire you to the Dharma, especially the teachings of the Lamrim. Today I talk a little little about the benefits of the bodhicitta, and then the guru devotion, and then the subject of the very few subjects about the precious human rebirth and the impermanence. Then you will develop your mind as you listen many times before you are going to listening, develop to be a good person, better person, and then to be a best person in this world, travel to the next rebirth, very easy. So the time goes on, we will do... Okay, first we recite in Tibetan the Pichula Trimbuchen, the quick written prayer. Jimbo Namedin Joses Hansu, Ludu Dome, Bindu, Judin Hijava, Diva Mongoro, Yabji Tungo, Dendre Delens, Bedus, Sanju Nimbo, Sebe, Shunlavanji, Namda, Sidime, Sumji, Legit, Namjan Chidi, Namdo, Sebe, Vaya Bandi, Lame, Shabla, Sobot, Shidu, Sebe, Jero, Let the Monday, Namda, Dugun, Heve, Simji. Somewhat in the Nejolajib, Rosan Gilden Bebe Bedush, Nimong I hear on the Hansedi, Degrammy said, Don't what they call. Get him busy, Gundu, Shebech, Hundreds and on Bedo, New Jen Shuha. In English, please.
Thank you.
Vietnamese? No? No Vietnamese? Thank you. tomorrow is the talk day, and one of our students called the Prashant, who is at EU, and he's here it said that please do not send email to him. Recite little mantra, medicine Buddha mantra to our students.
Yodon Bells,
So our dedications for the long life of and healthy life, successful Dharma life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all the spiritual masters. With this, Dharma remain very long. All the sentient beings without the sufferings and starvations. In short, may all sentient beings free from two types of the obscurations and attend the enlightenment very shortly.
Shall be his city and part of your danger.
Thank you very much.